I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report, and we're into that thin area where there isn't a whole lot of hunting and fishing activity. But diehard sportsmen can certainly find pleasure and satisfaction in a return to the small game in the late days of the season. We'll talk more about it right after this. Part two of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. Chris Ryan at the West Virginia DNR tells us there are a couple of seasons that are left open, and first and foremost among them is that of the cottontail rabbit.
Oh, this is really one of my favorite times of the year. You know, I was raised up rabbit hunting and over top of beagles, and, you know, this is a really a great time to get out, especially with this weather that we've had. You know, this 50, 60 degree day weather, the rabbits are really out, and, you know, we've had a fair amount of moisture on the ground, so the dogs can really hold the scent real well, and you can have some really, really good runs that are really successful.
Now, over time, rabbit hunting has changed a lot in West Virginia because there are just fewer rabbits here than there once were. That is fueled by a continuing decline in the amount of habitat that will hold them.
It's less habitat. You know, most of our farms have grown up over the years. We've lost a tremendous amount of farm country. If you can just look at a satellite map from like 1950 through 2000, 2010, the amount of farmland we've lost is absolutely tremendous. And from there, you've lost grouse and rabbit habitat and all the other early birds or the early successional species that go along with that.
Meanwhile, trappers are still active at this time of year, along with those who pursue predators.
We've got a lot of trappers going out now because the pelts are very prime. Of course, this is our first year we've ever had an otter season, so we've had a lot of guys really excited about that. And you've got guys out there primarily beaver trapping right now. This is one that's really popular for most of the beaver trappers to go out. So they'll go out right now. And, of course, you can always go coyote hunting. And this is a lot of guys will go out right now. Of course, we don't have the snow that typically happens, but it's very popular right in around this time of the year. You've also got bobcat and red fox.
And finally, if you actually needed an excuse to get into the woods, it's a great time to get the youngsters involved.
The deer gun seasons are over. The bear season's over. All the big game seasons are shut, so this is a really good time, especially with the weather that we've had, to get some of these younger hunters out there rabbit hunting. You know, like I said, squirrel season ends on January 31st, but, you know, some of those other species, those guys can get out there, and it's really fun to take a kid out there and take him rabbit hunting and let him hear the dogs and teach him everything and teach him, you know, good, safe hunting methods.
Enjoy all of the small game hunting opportunities that Mountain State offers. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.